Am I here? Am I on? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my friends, welcome to Miracle Nutrition, the marathon version. Oh, I'm so glad to be with y'all. I know I am speaking to a whole room of people that I cannot see. Am I not? Am I not? I am not. Perhaps I am, but I don't even mind if there's nobody listening, but I have a feeling that I'm speaking to a studio full of friendly volunteers, as well as all my friends out there. They're hearing my voice on the air and on the computer, and some of them are somebody's writing it down on a tablet and showing it to them, say, oh, Hardy's really saying that. Yes, he is. And this is the marathon version, and this is one of my favorite times to visit with you. A, I'm live, which means I'm alive, and I'm speaking to you in real time. So should I perish, you will hear it. And the other is that I get to speak about one of my favorite things, and that's speaking about my favorite things, and that is communicating with you. Oh, we are a team. And on the marathon, we all run together. On the ancient Greek marathons, people would run together, and we're all running together, and now I'm tired, and we're going to get in a cab like Rosie Ruiz and just cruise to the finish line, but that's all right. As long as we get there, it doesn't matter. That way we don't wear our feet out. Our feet are like anything. You only have like a finite amount of heartbeats, so sometimes you need to just slow it down and count them and say, oh, how many do I have, Hardy? I said, I don't want to tell you because I don't want to worry you. But it's such a blessing to be with you. I know that you're there. Is Diane there yet?
I am here.
Oh,
hello, Hardy.
My friend Diane, it's so great to be with you.
How are you, Hardy?
I'm doing great. It's wonderful to hear your voice.
Oh, it's wonderful to hear your voice. And there's so much more to it when you are live.
Oh, I feel like that too.
Bursting.
Oh, I'm so excited is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that's coming right through the getting on you there, right through the microphone, just spraying you with excitement. Excuse me. but I know all these friendly people around there, and just smiling faces, and that makes me excited, too, because I just see all my friends, and I feel like right now you're a family, and I'm the grandpa, and you're passing the phone around. Everybody has to talk to me. And
that's right.
Because I'd have to speak.
But they have to pay to talk to you.
Oh,
how's
that's
that?
All right.
800-989-9368. They got to call and pay a pledge and talk to you.
Oh, well, there's nothing that doesn't cost something, whether it's time or energy. We're all paying in heartbeats,
mm-hmm,
or we're paying in our attention. Everything has a price, does it not? No one walks upon this earth for free. We all have to do something and contribute so that our neighbors don't put us to death for being a burden.
And yes.
I don't mind doing my part. I just try to keep talking as a way of hypnotizing people so that they don't find out that I have no redeeming qualities. And that's something I want to talk about tonight, because WFMU is a precious thing, and I'm going to get serious for a minute, and then I'm not going to be serious. That's the way I work. But I want to say something. I want to say this. Think about what you get to hear on this radio station and what you get to hear on Miracle Nutrition. And that is this. Consider this for a moment. I'm no professional, which is obvious. In the first 10 seconds, you can tell that. But also, I'm not funny. I'm not necessarily informative. I'm not interesting. I'm not edifying. I'm not in any way good at this, but think about that. That's five negatives together that makes a positive. That's just math. And I'll tell you what, the thing that distinguishes WFMU from other stations, you can say, oh, it's variety and this and that, but I'm going to say something tonight that's the most important thing, and that is failure, mistakes. You don't get enough mistakes in our society right now. Everything is glossed over. We're not allowed to have anything that looks flawed. Diane, do you remember apples?
Apples?
Do you remember peaches? Peaches,
yes.
Used to taste differently.
Mm-hmm.
They used to taste like peaches. Now they look like peaches. You go to the store and you get something that looks like the perfect peach or the perfect apple. And so it looks right.
The problem is it's perfect.
There's no flaws to it. And you know what? It doesn't taste like anything.
There's no flavor to it.
Because nature, the way nature and evolution works is through mistakes. It does nothing but throw out mistakes and mutations. And what are we, Diane? We're mutants.
And proud to be mutants.
And proud to be mutants. We don't always get it right, and that's the point. You have to be able to put out as many mistakes as you possibly can, because one of them is going to hit. One of them is going to be something that's meaningful. If you try to have everything be perfect, nothing will be perfect. If you have everything's going to be shiny and flawless, then it will be tasteless. It will be flavorless, and it will be effete. Oh, I love that word. That's like barren. And that's what we got now. We have a plague of effeteness. I don't know. Is that the way? That's effeticity or something? But that's what we got. Everything is barren because we're afraid to make mistakes. It's very clear, isn't it? I don't have a plan always. I call on that radio and I take that free form. I took that literally. I thought that just said, well, don't worry about the form, Hardy. Just come on there and whatever's on your mind.
That's exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. About failure and trying something and seeing if it works, then going down a different path. That's fine. Mutants, we're all mutants. You're a mutant. I know you're a mutant.
I am a mutant. And you know, when somebody gets it right, there's lots of stories about people taking chances and getting it right, like Stravinsky. Now, when they played Rite of Spring, everybody went, what is this crap? They were not ready for Rite of Spring.
That's true.
When people heard Eric Dolphy, they said, this man cannot play. What is he doing? He can't play the flute. He can't play the bass clarinet. What's that noise he's making? We realize now the noise he was making was genius. And also you hear Brian Muskelivan. Go, oh, well, who is he? Oh, he sucked. But see, he tried. He's not a real person. I made him up. Because you haven't heard of the people that have absolutely failed. But you know what? They were out there trying. You know what you never hear about? You never hear of scientists whose experiments don't work. But if we didn't have scientists whose experiments didn't work, we wouldn't have science. Not everybody discovers something. Some people have to discover a negative. And I'll tell you what, if you want to be something, a part of something, and you want to be a part of changing the world. Now, I don't mean this lightly. This isn't even silliness. I'm telling you, this is serious stuff. They're over there in other countries, and there is forces of hate that, you know what they destroy after people? Art. True. They knock down art. The Nazis did it too. They pulled paintings off the wall because they're scared of ideas. They're even scared about the Nazis. They destroyed art that sucked too. They didn't know the difference. They just saw something they didn't understand. And see, what
well,
we're
make
here
them
is on this
understand.
Station is,
make them understand, Hardy.
We're trying. I'm trying desperately to make you understand. But you know what? If you don't understand, that's good too, because I could be wrong. What we need are all voices, or how we're going to get some input. Well, you get together a team of people, and you have like, it's like superheroes. You know, you get together, and they all got a superpower. Well, one of the superpowers is always stupid and never comes up. You say, I can erase ink with my mind or something. So, well, that might come up. But, you know, you still need that person around just on the off chance that that's going to happen. That's why there's such diversity on this station, all kinds of music and everything. Some of it's good, some of it is not good. But I tell you, if you can move one heart, that might be what it takes. And you say, well, how's my money going to do that? I tell you what, money in this culture is our influence. Now, you know, say, I don't have millions. I can't influence anything. There's millionaires out there telling you what to listen to, running radio stations. Guess what? Y'all, you run a radio station. You run a radio station. You have a voice. You can talk to the whole world. And you can do that with such a small amount of money. And I want you to do this. You can pledge online, but I want you to call and talk to other people, because there are some amazing friendly, but there's no jerks in that call answering room.
That's
true. I can't see you.
That's right. I know there's no jerks here. I can vouch for the no jerk count here.
You know why? Because jerks don't show up to help. Jerks don't volunteer.
Right. That's true.
So you're gonna talk to somebody who cares. And, you know, a lot of people listen to the radio. They listen because sometimes they're lonely. And they feel like maybe they're the only person who, you know, that in the world that feels a certain way. And that's why they connect with people on radio. They say, oh, Diane likes the same kind of music that I do. Or Hardy talks about the same kind of things that I do. Oh, Hardy just mentioned Raymond Roussel or something. I'm a French avant-garde scholar. How about that? right? And it resonates with you. Now, it's not the majority of people, but we can't forget anybody. I'm telling you, you put all these people together that lack something idiosyncratic, and you got an army. You got an army of people who can combat the hate. And you think this can't be true, Hardy. I'm telling you, sit back and do nothing. You'll see what happens. Because it doesn't, you can't just have it. It's like getting a dog from the pound. Say, oh, I got my little doggy now. You got to feed it. You got to take it out to poop and everything. I want you to take WFMU out to poo right now. It's your turn.
Well, do you want to talk about what your premium is, Hardy? You've got a video premium.
I got a video premium, and this is what it is. And now this is for real people who enjoy the show, because it's me looking out the window for an hour. And you say, oh, just? And I go, come on, you think I'm not going to stop talking? I don't stop talking. So it's just like you're standing with me at the window of my house, and we're looking out at the four-way stop in front of my house that every other person doesn't stop at. And you get to enjoy me cursing humanity and praising it at the same time. This is an unbroadcast show. It's like a video of me, but I'm not sitting at a microphone. I'm standing there right in front of the window. So you just like I'm talking to you. It's especially good for lonely people, and also even better for super lonely people.
And you can have Hardy's video. And I think it's probably a little bit more exciting than how you describe it. For a pledge of $75 or more, pledge online to WFMU.org or call 800-989-9368. Support Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White.
One of the other things I'm an evangelist for, Diane, is attention spans. Attention spans are shrinking, unlike waistlines. And they're getting smaller and smaller, and people need a quick payoff and everything. That's why I tell you, I don't mind taking you around Robin Hood's barn. Is that I don't know, that might be a real place or not. But I'll walk you all around for an hour because I want you to calm down. You're not going to get any good information fed to you quickly. I tell you, when you go for a meal in France, you sit there, you go, is there even a waiter? They go, yeah, he's letting you chill. It's not rude. It's just they're not going to feed you, get you out of there. You are there for an evening. That meal is the point. And when you sit down, I want you to sit down with me for an hour. And I don't get to my point for a good 45 minutes, ever. And I do that on purpose because I want you to sit there with me, and I want you to be with another person. And it's just like when people are together, it's the same way. Any piece of music, you got to give it a chance before you hate it. You got to sit down. Oh, we know going in what we like and what we don't like.
Well, I think these people already know what they like because they like you. Can I thank a few listeners?
Oh, I love doing that. Let's thank them.
We have Tara from Butler, New Jersey, who says, whenever I listen to Hardy, I feel okay about being a human being on this planet.
Oh, thank you so much, Tara.
We have Jack from New York City.
Thank you, Jack.
We have a staff member, Jeff, who says, here's to your fight against effetism.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Scott from Minneapolis says, you got me through the rough times. I owe you big time, friend.
Oh, I love you, Scott. I know Scott. Thank you so much.
From Alex in Brooklyn. From Joe in Cleveland, Eli in Union City, New Jersey, Tim in Brooklyn.
Oh, thank you, Alex, Joe, Tim. You said it so fast.
And Eli. I'm sorry, and you were just talking about letting things sort of sink in. So that was Alex, Joe, Eli, and Tim.
Eli, and Tim. I remember that because it's just like the Pep Boys.
Yes.
No, that's Manny, Mo, and Jack.
Right,
and
exactly.
And we've not heard from them.
We haven't heard from them yet, but we're still waiting. The number's 800-989-9368. From Aaron in Louisville.
Aaron.
Lisa,
we love Aaron.
Lisa in Brooklyn.
Thank you, Lisa.
John in San Antonio, who says, thanks to all at WFMU. There are not kind enough words to everyone. There are not enough kind words to everyone that makes it possible.
It does.
Yes.
Go ahead. I know. I like doing that. Go ahead.
Richard in New Orleans. Virginie in Brooklyn. Matthew in Brooklyn. Andrew in New York. Michael in Watertown, Massachusetts. Eric in New York, who says, go Wildcats, go to hell.
All right.
I'm not sure.
Despite what Clay thinks, I'm actually in Kentucky, which he calls Alabama.
Oh, that's so right. Oh, I didn't think that you were in Alabama. Good. Glad
never
you
take
correction.
A long car trip with Clay.
You never know where you'll
God
end up.
God knows where you'll end up.
Right. Who knows what state's next to what in his mind. From Ian in Iowa, Corey in Chicago, from Gonzala in Hoboken, who says Miracle Nutrition is a glorious program and is now our favorite on this or any other station. Thank you, Hardy White and WFMU. The Thursday program schedule is one of the best that I can remember.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
And that's not my mother.
There's from Ramon in Philadelphia. Ramon is going to be getting your premium. From Daniel in Brooklyn, we have support. From Dale in New York.
Oh, we love
William
Dale.
In Durham, who says, thanks for teaching my beagle good manners. Slack
all right.
on.
Well, I wish I could teach mine.
James in Massachusetts. Jordan in South Bend, Indiana. And Fred in New York says, thanks. We also have Joyce from Brooklyn, who says, thank you for your freeform brilliance. And Carol from Washingtonville, New York.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, if you're listening and you hear all those different places and all those people, that should encourage you. You say, you know, sometimes I think I'm all alone, or that when we get the news. Now, the news is exactly like getting crap from corporate radio and stuff, too. You're getting, they want you to feel a certain way. And it's usually either very, very, very depressed or very, very, very happy. There is no nuance. You know, and so you always think, oh, everybody's awful, or oh, everybody's saintly. You don't get a full picture of what humanity is. You don't get an idea that, yes, everybody is like me. Everybody is conflicted. Everybody has varying attention spans. Everybody likes this and then they don't like that. Oh, tastes change over time, too. You know, I tell you, I've learned a lot about different types of music. Now, I'm one of them people that really does like different styles. I'm not, you know, and I'm not an expert on different things. One time I told somebody in France I was a jazz fan, and he said, oh, what is this? And he put on a record, and I was like, man, I'm not an expert. I'm a fan. I like the music. I don't know everything about it. I want to learn. And this is how the old people who don't seem old, that's how they stay young. They're always learning. They're always trying to get different perspectives and different ideas. They're hearing voices that they wouldn't normally listen to. I tell you, I challenge everybody who doesn't even like my show. Say, I believe in it in theory. I think somebody should be on there saying nonsense just because I want that represented. You know, we don't want everything spoon-fed to you. Oh, we'll turn into a bunch of babies and a bunch of infants, and then we'll be all thin-skinned and whine about everything. Oh, whoops, maybe that's happening. And what we need to do is challenge ourselves, and here's a place that it's, there's nothing more challenging than WFMU.
Well, to some people, maybe it is.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's all right.
It is challenging. Anything different, anything outside of your comfort zone. But, boy, it's good to be uncomfortable. I like wandering in a place where I get lost. I don't know what's going on. I like to be confused. I like to wander dark streets and strange places. You know, isn't that dangerous? Oh, life is dangerous. It's dangerous to do anything, you know? But it's wonderful to be fooled, because if you just walk around thinking that you know everything, thinking that you're already... All your pleasures you've already had, you're going to end up feeling empty. You're going to end up feeling empty because you don't know what great joy lies just around the corner, because maybe it's something that you can't conceive of because you haven't seen it yet. And, you know, you don't know what you don't know, what you don't like, what you don't know. That doesn't mean anything, Hardy. See, that's one of the mistakes I was talking about.
That's
you
a good
to
mistake.
Have those.
Yay, mistake. Should we start counting how many mistakes we have during the show?
Absolutely. Every time I stutter, every time I say something redundant, every time I say something silly or foolish, count that down. Make a tick mark. Every time I say something that's not funny, Mark it down. Because you know what? I'll tell you what. When they have shows, you see, oh, I like that show. It's on TV. They got a whole table of people sitting around going, no, that's no good. That's no good. That's no good. And they cut it all out. And so you don't hear those things. Right. All you hear is what they think is going to work.
Exactly. It's all a plan. It's somebody's pre-thought plan. But who knows if that person has the right idea?
Absolutely.
And how can they speak for everybody else?
I just had to, I've been on radio for a long time, but never any kind of, I've never received a dime. And I'm not complaining about that. It's just that's the only way to truly be free. You know, if somebody is paying you, I'll tell you what, they're going to end up saying, you know what we'd like to see? I recently did just a tiny little bit of work. I'm not going to say the organization, but their organization has advertisers and things like that. And I said, now I got some funny things I'd like to say. How about this? They went, no. I said, okay, well, how about this? No. I go, man, I don't know. This is very strange to me. I'm used to having a thought, my heart opening up, and I then tell people that thing. That's how I communicate with other human beings. I don't think about, oh, what are they going to like or anything like that. I do think about consequences. I do think about consequences. I don't want to say something hurtful. I don't want to say something that I think just put it out there just to shock people or anything. I think, well, what's going to happen to my words? And so that's why I say, oh, you know, it's not always funny to stay positive. It's not always funny to consider people's hearts and people's feelings. It's not always funny to do that. But I'll tell you what, I want the world to not be worse because of me. I don't mind confusing it, but boy, I don't want to poke it in the bum. You know, I don't want to stick a needle in your nether regions just to see what you do.
I don't think that you're doing that at all, Hardy. I think that you are bringing a wonderful light and a wonderful vibe to the world and to the airwaves.
Thank you, Diane.
And there's a couple people that I also want to thank who have called in. We got Rich from Westtown, New York, who says, I love Hardy White, and you all are great together, Diane Kamikaze and Hardy White.
Oh, thank you.
And Natalie from Fort Lee is going to be getting your premium.
Oh, thank you, Natalie.
And then, let's see. Oh, and Natalie says, I emptied my Sadaka box for you and WFMU.
Oh, see, so she's going to give charity, and she's giving her charity money. That's a Jewish word for charity money. She's going to give it to FMU, and that is absolutely appropriate. That's totally appropriate.
Absolutely.
We are doing good.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when people accept other, when music especially, boy, there's nothing that unites people like the music. And you know that if you're Facebook friends with other people who like the same music and you go, oh my God, their political beliefs are insane.
Yes.
How could they possibly like the same music as me? And that's because the music unites us. It speaks to our humanity and the things that we have in common. And I'll tell you what, the world wants to show us all the things that we don't have in common. But boy, there's something dangerous about telling people that, yes, you know, we're all human beings. We all do have a lot in common. We are all brothers and sisters. It's amazing. It's hard to believe, but it's very true. And that's you know, you think that's not a dangerous idea. But, you know, people, men and women, daily, in the past, famous ones and not famous ones, have died for saying that we are all the same. That's something that people get killed for, is it saying that we are all human beings and we're all brothers and sisters. And, you know, blood's been shed for that. So we come on here and we want to be light. Nobody wants to be serious Sammy. That's not an expression. No one wants to be a downer. But I'm telling you what, there is a deep meaning to what we're doing. And we only say it once a year. You know, the rest of time we lighten up and everything, but I think once a year it's totally appropriate to say, hey, man, this is a mission. You know, this is more than just playing goofy music on the radio and making jokes. You know, this is something that can keep people together. And we have listeners all over, literally all over the world.
We do.
All over the country.
And I have somebody to thank. The name is Goodmundur from the Netherlands, speaking of all over the world.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Who just got in contact with us by pledging online at WFMU.org. Mike from Brooklyn.
Thank you so
is
much,
going to be
Mike
getting
Brooklyn.
Your premium. And we also have Perry from Ocean Grove, New Jersey, who called on the 800-989-9368 line. And Perry says the fact that your show and WFMU exist in this world brings me great joy.
Oh, thank you, Perry. And thank you for your support.
And Perry will be getting your premium as well.
Oh, I appreciate that so much. It's all of us. It's all we're all in this together. I might be talking, but I mean, people write me and they say, yes, I agree with you. So, you know, when I speak, there's other people speaking through me. All your fellow human beings, people from other countries and everything, they're talking to you too.
That's
you
right.
You know, it's not just me.
And you're the mouth right now. You're the mouth. You are the mouthpiece. You're the spokesperson. We have Andrew from Delray Beach who says, thank you, WFMU, and thank you, Hardy, for the communication. Love, Sarah
you.
And Andrew from Delray Beach and FSU. And
awesome.
And see, you're speaking for them.
Oh, yay. Oh, that warms my heart. And Diane, you know how it is. I'm sure you hear from people all over the place saying, oh, I can't believe you played that song. That's awesome. You turned me on to this or that. Isn't that true?
And that's the greatest thing for me to ever hear.
Isn't that? You get to share it and,
mm-hmm.
and
why keep it to yourself?
Why keep it to yourself? You know, I didn't drop out of the womb liking certain songs or liking certain art or anything. And people say, you know, you don't sound like the kind of person that would like jazz or something. You don't sound like the type of person that would like experimental art or something like that. And you say, well, I wasn't born that way.
Right.
And I didn't even come from a family that thought that way. What happened is I met people and they had influence on me.
Mm-hmm.
And they impressed me. And they shared their ideas with me. And if they hadn't, I would never have heard of those things. You know,
exactly.
And I'm still learning and I'm still getting turned on to stuff and I get excited about it, you know, and stuff that's, oh, and there's no shame in just discovering. So, oh, you just now heard that band or that song or that writer. There's no shame in
yes,
that. We can't
I'm
be everywhere.
I'm psyched. I just heard it. I mean, that is exciting when you hear something for the first time that you take a liking to, you know, enthusiastically. That's wonderful. Half the people that I know are jaded in this world.
Oh,
let's
true.
Not be it's, jaded.
Don't be jaded, you know, and it's okay. I tell you what, even if you're embarrassed to do it in public and say to tell people, you know, you never heard of that and everything. Well, it's just when it's just you in the radio, when it's just you in the privacy of your home, you don't have to be jaded. There's nobody around. Being jaded, being inured, having yourself callous like that, that's to protect you from other people hurting you. When there's nobody around, you can't be hurt. When it's just you in the radio, you can't be hurt. You're immune to it. This is the time to open your mind and open your heart and let other things in it, other kinds of music. Sit down and listen to a show on WFMU that you don't think you like that kind of music. So I don't like metal or something. Sit down and listen to it. So I like just classical music. So I'll tell you what, you listen to some metal, you're going to hear elements of classical music you didn't think would be there. You don't like classical music, you just like jazz, listen to one. You're going to see all sorts of things that you didn't know were there and that you like. And there's all types of artists. Genres are just words. You know, you can say someone's Irish or German or African. It doesn't mean a thing. I tell you what, there's nuances within that and everything. Put away your labels. Put away your expectations. Put away all that stuff. Let down your defenses. Let it in. Let FMU be your guide.
Yes. And Hardy White, some more people have pledged to acknowledge that you are their guide. Mike from Newport, Virginia, who says, I love Hardy White. I look forward to Miracle Nutrition every week. My girlfriend still calls me Standy Chimp. And Mike is... I believe that he used to be local many, many years ago and moved to Virginia. He is going to be getting your premium.
Oh, that's excellent. I almost choked on my bourbon.
Well, we don't want that. Not until
that's how you know I'm not in. That's how you know I'm in Kentucky and not Alabama.
Right, there you go. We're about halfway through the show right now. Please show your support for Hardy White and Miracle Nutrition. Support at WFMU.org or call 800-989-9368. We have Common Vital from Philadelphia checking
oh,
in. We have Cherie Pie from Cincinnati who says, "I love your pilgrim spirit."
Oh, thank
and
you.
Jay Simone from Brooklyn also in the Hardy White support group.
I tell you what, it'd be, you know, big amounts of money are great. But I tell you what, I would just like to hear from as many people as possible. I mean, that's what gives you, I know that, you know, station can't run on you know, on just a little bad amount of money. But I tell you what, that's what feels great, is saying all these people see you're in together, because you're all talking to each other, too. You're all saying, hey, I'm out here. This is one of the few times that you get to experience that. Say, oh, all of you listen, we're all listening to the same thing. It can be communal like that. You don't even realize that it's a communal exercise, that when you're all listening to the same thing, you're all participating in something. You're all getting that idea at the same time. And you know what? Nothing I say is original. Nothing. I'm a conduit. I'm lucky to be on here, and I know that. I feel so blessed to be able to speak with you all the time, and I take it very seriously. And you know, it doesn't necessarily come easy to me. Like I say, I'm not a professional at this. I have to, like, it's agonizing for me in a good way. But I have to try hard. I have to think hard, and when I think, my brain hurts. But I do it because I want to be my best. I want to be at my best, too. I want my heart to say the right thing. So I'm not just saying it to make myself look good, that I'm not so unafraid to look foolish. That's why I don't try to be funny all the time. Say, oh, somebody said your show's funny. And I said, well, you know, I'm sorry. Sometimes it is. But just like you, sometimes I feel funny. Sometimes I feel sad. Sometimes I feel smart. Sometimes I feel stupid. Sometimes I feel strong. Sometimes I feel weak. It depends. It depends. And it changes all the time. Sometimes I have great enthusiasm for life. Other times I'm in the doldrums of depression, just like you, just like you. Sometimes things are easy for me. Sometimes they're challenging. And it always changes. And I just try to be honest with you and say, friend, I'm confused. And it's all right. It's okay to not be sure. Everybody's so sure of everything. And I'm telling you, that idea comes from people who want to sell you stuff. It used to be all right to say, I do not know. It used to be okay. It's all right to say it. It's all right to say you don't know everything. It's all right when someone asks you a question to say, you know what? I'm not so sure. It's okay. Got this idea that everybody has to have know what their taste is or know what their opinions are, everything. Oh, let you be a free-form radio station. You be WFMU. You say one minute I'm going to have Hardy White. The next minute I'm going to have Diane Kamikaze. The next minute I'm going to have something else. I'm going to have Kevin Nutt. And all this is going to be, next minute I'm going to have Clay. I'm going to have some other show. And I'll tell you what, just be that way. Be eclectic. Do all things. Be a mutant. Let yourself change over time.
It's boring being one way, saying this is the way that I am, and that's it. Because what if you did want, like, if something piqued your curiosity, but you're, oh, well, no, I couldn't possibly, because I'm this way. You're cutting yourself short. You know, you're selling yourself short.
I generally like most. Children and really, 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 really old people. And the reason is because children don't know any better, all right? And old people have already had everything kicked out of them, you know? They've had the pee knocked out of them. They're like, you know what? I just can't try. I can't pretend anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, that's when people change. People who have survived a disease or something, people say, you know what? Oh, man, I thought I was in control, and I realize I'm just being buffeted around like a driven leaf in life, and that I depend on my neighbor more than I thought I did. I depend on others more than I ever thought I did. And then I know that I'm at the mercy of others, and here I am, been mistreating them or misunderstanding them when it turns out I need them. And yes, we're all going to be different. And yes, everybody's not going to look like you or like the same things. But that doesn't mean you don't need them. I tell you, you're laying there in that nursing home and you need your bottom wiped. You don't ask somebody what kind of metal they like. It doesn't matter at that point.
Right.
It doesn't matter what they listen to. You just make sure that they have, you know, that they recognize that you're a human being that needs something. And if we could just all, you know, dial back our differences just a little bit. I'm not saying it's not important to hash things out. But if you could just notch it back a bit, just back a little bit from head cutting off. That's for me. That's it right there.
And so, FMU unites the differences. Here at the radio station, we unite the differences under the umbrella of freeform.
Absolutely. And you know, if you're selling something to somebody, you can't do that.
Oh, no, not at all. Not here. Mm-mm.
You got to control the message, you know. You got to say, oh, I can't do that because that makes the brand look bad. You can't do that because that's off brand if we do that. Could you make it a little darker? Could you make it a little more this? You say, I don't know, man. I can just do what I can do.
And Hardy, and you get to do what you want to do on Miracle Nutrition because of the way that WFMU is. We don't tell you what to do. You got your hour. And
no one has ever told me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. They have never said, don't say that. They have never said, go say this. It's not that they don't care, but they, you know, that's what freedom is. Now you can say, there's freedom of speech on all these radio stations, the TV and everything. Mm-hmm. You go on and you try to say something and you will find that everything gets whittled away. It gets knocked down a little bit. They take a little off here and a little off here till you're not saying what you set out to say at all. And you know, you could say, well, I could go on the internet where no one's listening. Right. It's very difficult to have a big audience and say whatever you say and not be selling either a political message or some sort of product or something. There's just not a place for it anymore.
This is only place, WFMU.
And this is the place.
Mm-hmm. The only place. Call us at 800-989-9368. Pledge online at WFMU.org. Harold from Brooklyn did pledge online at WFMU.org. And we also heard from Nikolai from Elizabeth, New Jersey, who is going to be getting your premium, who says, thank you for returning my fan mail and for not judging me for my typos.
I'm the last one who can judge for typos.
And then,
oh, my word.
And we also have Bill from Durham, North Carolina, who says, you're a good neighbor, friend.
Oh, thank you so much, Bill.
And Jenna from Finland.
Awesome.
It says, a meager donation to one of my favorite shows. I think not. Any donation is a hand raised.
No donation is meager.
Absolutely.
No donation is meager. It all adds up. I'm telling you, every voice counts. Everybody counts. And you know, I'm going to come up there next week and I'm going to speak at Monty Hall. I'm so excited. I'm afraid my head's going to explode before I get there. But you know, I got a message and everything I do, I want people to laugh, but I want to leave them with something I believe in. And what I believe in is you have no idea and you may never have any idea the great change that you can cause in the world. You may never see it. You don't know. You say, well, not a lot of people listen to me. It doesn't take a lot of people. One person. You can say one thing to one person who goes on and does something. You have no idea. You can say something to a child, and that child could go on and say, you know, that made me want to be a doctor and made me want to do research and made me want to, and they go on to cure cancer. That is not a joke. That happens all the time. I can absolutely document it in history. I'm going to talk about different people that you have never heard of in history, and if they didn't exist, other people that you have heard of would be dead or not famous at all. I swear on my heart that this is true. The smallest thing, you think, oh, I'm making a small donation to a radio station, can't do it. You have no idea.
No, it's very true. You know, what if the first pledge didn't come in? The first pledge, maybe somebody else who made the second pledge wouldn't have made their pledge because the first pledge didn't come in, or the fifth pledge, or something that you responded to when I was reading one of the comments from a listener. Oh, okay. Well, you know, I think I will. You know, it's all a domino effect.
It absolutely is.
Take responsibility for yourself and give to FMU.
You know, you look at any crowd and you say, how did this crowd happen? Did everybody just drop down at once? Every single person had to make a decision to be there if it's a group of people.
Yep.
Everybody had to decide it was important to them. Can you imagine that? How does that happen? That's one of the most beautiful things in life, is that there is this strange web that connects things. That one thing doesn't cause another. One thing causes millions of things. Things resonate. They vibrate. That's why music is such a great metaphor for all these things. Well, I tell you what, you know, that one instrument, then you put another one with it, and something incredible happens. something incredible happens, and it multiplies into something that's indescribable, that can move hearts, that can change minds. It's absolutely miraculous. It's one of the reasons I call the show Miracle Nutrition, because it's just, you don't know what is going to feed your soul. You have no idea what it's going to be. And that's why you got to keep your eyes open all the time. Stay alert, always looking, always paying attention. That's all you really have to pay. If you can't pay any money, and God knows some of us don't have any, you're not stealing if you're listening to this station and you've never given a dime. That's not stealing, friend. If you don't have the money, feed yourself. Clothe yourself. You know, we don't all have it. You could be listening on somebody else's radio. That's just fine. But I tell you what, oh, you know, somebody is doing that for you. Somebody's out there looking after you. And that's, they might not be able to show you that love in person, but they're showing through their action. And they may not even know. Maybe they also got a heavy heart saying, I'm not doing anything. I'm telling you right now, I'm bringing those two things together. And I'm telling you, you are. You're important. It's my voice, but it's all our souls together on this. And you know, we don't always, we're not going to live forever. We're not going to be here forever. We just have a limited time to do things, you know. And that's why, I put it all out. Every week, I just try to just put it all out there. I'm not going to save anything. And sometimes I think, I got nothing left for next week. It doesn't matter. Maybe there won't be a next week. That's not my job. And if I do burn out and I'm not able to do it anymore and think of something else, it isn't about me ultimately. You know, I'll go on. I'll have my own challenges. You know, I'll move in that stage of life where I worry about peeing myself and everything. That's all coming up. I got plenty to occupy myself. I am not what I do necessarily, but nothing may ever come from my radio show. I might not ever change anybody in any way.
Oh, stop. You've changed people already. People have been thanking you. Come on.
I was speaking hypothetically.
All right.
What I'm saying is that you never know when it's going to happen.
Well, you never know. And so that's why we urge the listeners to give now, because you never know. You never know. And it's...
I like that. Let's see how many times we can
bump into each other like that.
I love that.
Yeah.
To me, that's a sort of jazz.
We could do that scat a little.
Yeah, because I think. I love that. I love that. I love that. I've been listening to a lot of jazz lately, and sometimes the instruments do sort of interrupt each other, and they're like, "Go, no, you go, no, go, no, you go." You know, that's chance. Like I said, chance plays such a big part in things. Chance is my lover. Not chance, not a person. Not knowing. Just rolling the dice, seeing what we're going to get. I love it. Sometimes I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth next. And that's worrisome. But other times I think, well, boy, that's great. I'm just gonna keep rolling those dice. It's exciting.
It is exciting. What is gonna come out of Hardy's mouth next?
I don't know. Probably my teeth. I keep having that dream.
Put them into a glass, Hardy. We have to thank Mark from Monroe, New York.
Oh, thank you, Mark.
Whatever happened to all the great compromisers in Kentucky?
Oh well, Henry Clay. I go and I say. Sometimes I go to his grave and I say, what's going on, Henry? I haven't heard much from you lately. And he goes, well, I'm skeletonizing. I say, okay, well, I'll let you be. But
it's always good to check in on those. We also Stephen from Verona, New Jersey, who has pledged on WFMU.org as Vince from Glen Cove, New York, who says, hey, Hardy. Please accept this small token of thanks for your wisdom to get an oil change for the time machine.
Oh, yes. Well, I've upgraded it now, and it doesn't use oil. It uses a different kind of lubricant.
I see.
It runs on bourbon now. as we all do.
As we all do?
Well, I don't know if we all do. I guess we all do. That's Henry Clay quote. He said that whiskey is the lubricant that lubricates the wheels of law making or something like. He said it more eloquently like that and louder and for longer. But that's another Henry Clay reference.
Evan from Los Angeles, California says, love the Bible stories. Keep them coming.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. The Bible and bourbon.
Oh, the Bible and bourbon. I think they're inseparable. The one, you need one to interpret the other, really. Go, what is this crazy book? And then you have a couple to go, ah, now I get it.
You should maybe for your next premium, you could have like a Bible and like a bourbon set, sort of, like a shot set, or, you know, like
that. Oh, like a hollowed out Bible with a flask in it.
Yes. I think that would be nice. That would be really nice.
Yes. And then the flask would just say, it would just say, treat your neighbor as yourself. Because that's the whole point. That's the whole point. In fact, Rabbi Hillel said that when somebody said, tell me what the whole point of the Bible is when you're standing on one leg. He's like, man, it's just, you know, treat your neighbor as yourself. There you go. Now go off and study. That's the important part. You know, treat your neighbor like yourself is not easy. That is a lifelong process of trying to figure out how to do that, because, oh, you will be confounded by the actions of others. Other people are crazy. Oh, and they're annoying. And, oh, and they're difficult. And they're contrary.
And
that's
don't
figuring
listen.
That out.
Yep. They don't listen. They don't. Nobody pays attention.
Nope. So you got to figuring out how to treat somebody like you want to be treated. When you don't even know how you want to be treated, that's a lifelong thing to figure out. And there's all sorts of music and art and books that you can help you get there. That's our point, is trying to figure out all these things. It isn't as easy as a bumper sticker. You can say it in one sentence, but man, actually doing it takes a lifelong of learning and keeping an open mind and getting other ideas and trying to figure out how to navigate this life. It is not easy. It is very difficult. And the more information you have, and the more ideas, and the more examples you have, and the more people you see doing it, and the more you observe, say, that guy's making a mistake. That's one of the things I like about the Bible. People don't understand that. Say, oh, it says this and that. Those are mistakes. It's showing you people messing up. You've got to see people making horrible, horrible, deadly mistakes before you can figure out what is the right thing to do. You must see people err. You must see people err. You must see mutations. You must see that variation before you can figure anything out. And that's why I like to come on this radio and just stink the damn place up with mistakes. I think that that's going to teach you more than me trying to figure out something and tell you. I have no philosophy. I'm figuring out my philosophy every day. You can look at my life, look at everything when I'm dead. Then you can figure out what was good and what isn't. Up till then, man, I could make any kind of serious, crazy mistake. I could do something. I'm a terribly flawed human being. And that's what I like about FMU is the ultimate flawed human being.
We are. We're one giant flawed human being, kind of like the attack of the 50-foot woman.
Oh, yes. Oh, she's good. She's better than the 50-foot man got all, got lost half his face or something, didn't he?
I don't know if I witnessed.
There was a giant man movie, and he fell on a rock or something, and then half of the movie is like half a skull face or something. Did you ever see that one?
No, I don't think I did.
Somebody is saying, oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about, Hardy. Or maybe I'm hallucinating. And maybe that movie hasn't been made yet, and you ought to go out and make it. Because it's pretty darn good.
It does sound good. Hey, Hardy, we have Jesse from Jamaica Plains to thank. He says, Hardy is happiness. That is a staff pledge, our own Jesse.
Thank you, Jesse.
Yeah.
See, hear that? That's me.
That was good. I like that.
That was me savoring all that love and everything. Boy, I'm just so excited. I can't wait to see y'all. I'm so excited. I hope it gets here. That's the other thing, is that if you want, so I won't wait to pledge or anything. You know, here's the thing. Who knows what's going to happen?
That's
right. Don't wait for anything. You know, and just do what you got to do. Do it now. What if the show is better next week? Well, what if it isn't? Or what if there is no station? So right now, you feed that dog now, even if it's not doing tricks, with the expectation that it's going to do some good tricks later when it's well fed.
That's right.
Speaking of well fed, I know there's all food and all around there too. That's killing me. Just killing me knowing that. So I see you think I can't see you, but I'm going all Gary Spivey on you now, and I know what's going on in there. I can see it in my mind's eye.
You got the time machine and the mind's eye working
I
hard.
Do. I'm psychic in that I remember last year, and then I'm just extrapolating.
We do. People are really very generous, and they fix us meals and bring us snacks to keep us going here for the 2 weeks of the fundraiser. We got about 7 minutes left, so I would urge the listeners to please call Support Hardy. Support Hardy now, because you never know.
You don't never know, and I tell you, it is incredibly meaningful. And whatever, you know, whatever you can give, and it's just... It's so important. It keeps it going. It keeps me going. I mean, you know, I'll tell you what, I live off of thank yous. That's what I live off of. I mean, you don't think they keep me going, but I'll tell you, I'll get off the air and I'll go, oh man, oh, was that any good? And somebody will send me a little email or something and say, oh man, thank you, man. That meant something. And I'll tell you what, that's incredible for me. You know, that changes my world right there. Now imagine what you can do with your resources when you give a little money, you know, when you help pay for something and you help keep something that's a lot more powerful than little me. You know, this is something that goes out to a lot of people, and there's lots of shows and lots of different music. I mean, this is a beautiful thing to be part of, and you can be part of it and be proud of something that you're doing. And people that do have that relationship with this station and have had it for years, they know that feeling, and they know they're doing something. And it's difficult to feel like you're doing anything to make any difference in this world. It's so frustrating. You say, what can I do? It's like voting. You say, what one vote can do? What you know, what one little action can do? But this, I'm telling you, you know, this makes a huge difference.
It
this
does.
This keeps something on. This isn't just talk. I've been on, and I'm not going to put down other shows on other stations or something, radio stations or public radio or something like that. So, you know, those things are valuable too. But, you know, there's nothing like what's going on at this place. There really isn't, you know, and these places are disappearing. And they're just gonna pop away, just like little fairies dying, you know.
Well, we're gonna hang on. We're gonna fight the good fight, Hardy.
We gotta fight it, even if it's gonna ultimately we're gonna lose. We don't know. Something will endure about it, as long as there's one person left with that idea in their heart. But we gotta keep it going, so we have as many mutations, so that when natural selection does its duty. And it weeds out the things that must survive and takes away the things that do not have the capabilities to survive, that we will have put out the mutation that lasts. That when the weather changes bad, that we got some kind of hairy child out there. So you got to say, oh, I got five children. Four of them are naked, and one of them is covered with hair. So when it gets cold, that hairy child's going to survive. Help us make a hairy child. Help us make a child that has like a thick, some kind of thick layer on its skull. So when things start falling out of the sky, the thick-skulled child will live. And we could only do that if we keep rolling the dice and keep making mutations and keep making these things and make change and make accidents. Oh, let's do it. Let's mutate that DNA of ideas in thought. And oh, you can do that just with your love and your generosity.
Make us the hairy child here. Call 800-989-9368. Pledge online at WFMU.org. I've got a couple more people to thank, Hardy.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's wonderful.
Greg from Bloomfield says, Hardy 2016. What do
All
you think
right.
about that?
I hope I'm alive. That means I hope that you live another year. I will take that.
We have Chris from Forest Knolls, California, who says, thanks, Hardy. So there's another one who says, thank you. I know that's very important to you. Thomas from New Paltz says, newsome too, Hardy.
Oh, thank you, Thomas. I must have said, thank you, Hardy.
Woo! You're getting used to hearing that.
I'll put down this glass now.
Paul from Rutherford, New Jersey, has given a pledge, and Dominic from New York, New York says, I always love Hardy's show. And Hardy, what is it for you, like when you finish your program, because you're always so up and intense, like do you just collapse at at 8 o'clock?
I sort of, yeah, just kind of go into a fog and say, oh, God, what have I done? What have I done? Like that.
So it's like you're, like, you were blacked out and you're just sort of.
I do. And then my saving grace is I turn to my favorite writer, Will Shortz, and I do the New York Times crossword puzzle. Usually, that's Eve Arden is the answer to that one, and that's what I do.
Just, Eve Arden.
I don't know. You cannot be under 50 and do that crossword well. Mm-hmm. I've noticed that. There's lots of references to things that you got to be a certain age person.
I think she was on The Mothers-in-Law.
She's wonderful. Yes. I don't know why it popped in my head.
I know. I haven't thought of Eve Arden in forever. Thank you for that,
Marty.
We should
all think about her all the time, actually.
So. Yes. Yes, we should. Or we should at least think about WFMU through thinking of Eve Arden. So call us with your pledge at 800-989-9368. Pledge online at WFMU.org. We've got 2 minutes to go. So
that's
would
one
love
of those
to
things,
get...
though. When I say Eve Arden, mm-hmm. right, I say it just popped in my head. I don't even know why I said it. And then somebody goes, oh, I'm going to go look some of that up or something.
Exactly.
I mean, that's exactly how it works.
It's true. Very, very true. You can sit there in your room and do nothing, or you can call us and make a connection, and who knows what will happen.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're just, you're asking, say, you know, just send me, it's like getting a variety pack or something, joining some club and saying, send me some sort of Mr. Meat or something every month.
I'm going to cut you off because I got to thank another person, and we're getting really, really close to time here. So Nick from Plainbush, New York says, you put a smile on my face every week, Hardy.
Oh, thank you, Nick.
And Chris M. Staffer says, hello to Hardy. And Christopher from Brooklyn, New York says, Hardy, you crack me up.
Oh, thank you all so much. I mean that absolutely from the bottom of my heart. You have no idea. So, what time is left just to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I mean this. I'm trying to picture y'all in my mind's eye. And, you know, when I do, I see lots of you. I just see it. I just see a group like that. And it's so beautiful to see all those people. I don't feel alone in the world. None of us should feel alone when we have all that going on. All those people, whether you know each other or not, take comfort in that they're all out there and they're all loving the same thing that you do. Oh, I thank you so much. Bless all of you who are there, all the volunteers. I can't wait to see you.
Yes, and we can't wait to see you here in the flesh, Hardy. Oh, we have Jim from Linden getting the last pledge in.
Oh, thank you. You get the special thanks for being the last one or something, right?
And we are WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, on Rockland County at 91.1 FM and online at WFMU.org. We've got Chris up with Kevin. Is that right? Yes. Hardy?
All right. Well, thank you so much, Diane.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see y'all next week.
I know. Please All keep right. supporting FMU. One of those moments.
I was standing. I was standing at the crossroads. And
crossroads. Marathon. Here's crossroads. Spirit and Memphis Quartet.
Heaven on a cloud. Heaven on a cloud.